This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Looks like we may not have quite as much excitement at the start, at least in comparison to how we closed yesterday. So, basically the corn market took off like a bolt yesterday. We're unchanged, up a penny, up to not really a whole lot going on towards the noon hour. We ended up taking off and ended up with 13 cent gains on the beast. Spreads definitely strengthened. It sure looked like there was some demand activity. I think a lot of it had to do with some technical buying as you got December corn, above that $5 level. And bottom line is a lot of excitement kind of around that. And then the bean market kind of joined in because beans were down most of the day. Looked over at corn and wheat, both trading at double digit gains. And I think in sympathy, beans finally decided to rally. But definitely an exciting day. Thursday doesn't look quite as exciting to start here on Friday.
And Matt, this week we saw some big gains for soybean meal. What was your takeaway from seeing that number climb earlier this week?
Soybean meal has kind of been the leader, actually. We've seen soybean meal just absolutely skyrocket. So, if you look, for instance, let's look at like March meal. You just go back to the 5th of the month, and we were actually trading down around 365, whereas as you and I speak, we're up here about 401. So over the last 2 weeks, we've rallied through the roof as far as meal's been concerned. It's kind of stabilize this bean market. Are we going to give back a little bit here on Friday? It wouldn't be overall shocking by any stretch of the imagination, but no doubt Argentina's low as far as meal's concerned. A lot of interest in buying meal from the U.S., and given the crush sector continues to expand, I think that's really good news because it gives us the opportunity for strong demand.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1 even at 504 and a quarter. November soybeans down 7 even at 1308 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle up 10 cents at 185.40. November feeder cattle down 50 cents at 244.22. December lean hogs down $1.15 at 66.90. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 18.44. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.